In 1979, Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill designed their third of four buildings for downtown Springfield. The new city building, located at 76 East High Street, was built to house 10 departments of city government. The building was a subject of great controversy for the city for years before the new building was completed. Residents and local historians fought to keep the old city building from being demolished due to its deteriorating structure and outdated elements. The new building was dedicated on June 2, 1979, and festivities included several days of cultural activities. Known as the Municipal Palace, the $5.7 million project encompasses a whole city block. The 200,000-square-foot, four-story building sits diagonally on the lot, allowing for a massive landscaping plan that includes 16 trees, 4,000 plants, and two large foot fountains. The design allows for the interaction between architecture, landscape, and human, a popular modern architectural concept. The building itself stands at an average of 68 feet tall and was constructed with concrete and glass, two popular modern building materials. The structure of each of the four floors is constructed from a slab of supported concrete and divided by floor-to-ceiling glass walls that look out on the city and the vast landscape plan. The design for the new city building allowed the municipality to encompass many innovative and luxurious aspects, including wall-to-wall carpeting, three elevators, a print shop, computer rooms, and more than 1,000 sprinklers. Each floor has a different color scheme that is carried out through the decor of the furniture, carpeting, and paint. The building also houses a local art collection exhibited on each level. The design for the new city building is equally as striking as the original building of City Hall, now functioning as the Heritage Center. All of the elements of the new design and its vast landscape plan provide a modern functionality and aesthetic to employees, visitors, and citizens of Springfield.